Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Time keeps running out. I'm wondering how I can make the most of this moment with you. Give your hands to me.
From my hometown, from Motown music, and that's definitely the vibe we were going for in the studio, but it's basically just that vintage live instrumentation, live, you know, full, deep sound.
Okay. Part of my staff had an opportunity to pull some videos that you have done, an acoustic version, and I mean, I've always been a stickler for lyrics and having an opportunity for an artist to really showcase their vocal range, because, you know, because a lot of times we get in the studio and we have a tendency to use the bells and whistles and it covers up what we lack as an artist. And to see you sit there and have someone play an acoustic guitar and just to hear your vocals, it completely blew me away. Does it surprise you a lot of times when you have an opportunity to go back and see yourself sing or see yourself perform just how really good and talented that you are?
Yeah, I do a lot of gigs around the city that don't involve, like, full band setups, and I always really love those moments because I do get to play around vocally. Actually, I was just working on This Is Love with my vocal instructor, and we just had – Marlon Saunders is his name. He's great. So we had an opportunity to just play around and really just like use the ranges of my voice, and just I was able to go back and explore the sound. And I really do, actually. I both like live instrumentation and all the bells and whistles. I like that stuff. It always is really beneficial as well as an artist to go back to the simple version, because honestly, that's where all my songs come from. I mean, I don't. I play a little bit of keys. I'm just starting to teach myself guitar, and I'm all right at it.
Okay.
But all my songs start off simple like that, really. Just me and my voice.
Okay.
And then we add all the other stuff later.
Absolutely. The vibe that I get from your EP is very organic. It's very raw. And I like that. Like I said, I come from a time where it was based upon the authenticity of an artist. You know, they were able to put and ingrain all of themselves in their music. For you, how important is it to you as an artist that you build a connection with the listening audience and give them something that they find relatable?
Sorry, repeat that? Could you repeat that?
You know, I was saying, how important is it to you as an artist that your music is predicated on something that the listeners can find relatable as far as your journey through music and your life experiences?
It's extremely important because I write my music in service of others, really. And it's to take people on a journey. I mean, the whole Blank Pages EP with me and my journey through, you know, love and loss and heartache and heartbreak. And really, each song was kind of like a catharsis for myself. So when people listen to my music, I want them to feel that same catharsis. I want them to feel like they are set free of that, of whatever is holding them back or whatever they're holding on to, so that they can move forward. So it's really important to me.
Taking that stance as far as being able to expose that sense of vulnerability, I find it to be very challenging, but also very refreshing, because a lot of us, we go mm-hmm. through our different life experiences, but we are scared to show or express the feelings that we do have. For you, how therapeutic was it for you working on the EP and exposing so much of yourself?
It was tough at times because, I don't know, sometimes when you're in it, it's really hard for you to grapple with the same emotions, like, while you're dealing with it. Like, for example, Kind Eyes, I was writing that song, like, as we were in the studio, and I was laughing with my producer, Swain, because literally as he was laying down the tracks and everything, I kept on writing and scribbling and scratching out things and, like, you know, rewriting. Just because I had this thing I wanted to say, but I was still in it, and I still hadn't, like, you know, fully gone through the emotion. But I was able to finally get it out, like, literally maybe 30 minutes before we actually recorded the vocal. So, you know,
okay.
I think it's hard. It's hard to be vulnerable like that as an artist, but I feel like you do yourself a disservice as an artist. You do people a disservice if you aren't completely open with your emotions. Because once again, like, we create music for the audience, you know, for the listener.
Absolutely. You have mm-hmm. certain people in our world that are introverted and some are extroverted. For you as an artist, do you feel it's more therapeutic for you to be able to communicate through your music than a lot of times being able to express your feelings emotionally, as far as just sitting down and having just a normal conversation with someone?
Is it easier for me to express through my music or through talking to people? What's your
answer? Yeah, just having a normal conversation, expressing yourself.
Wow, it is. I have to say, like, you know how you think you know yourself, but the more I learn about myself, I think that it's probably easier for me to express through music. And I don't know if that makes me an introvert or an extrovert, but it definitely, I've noticed that the only way that I can get out things that I'm feeling nowadays is just by writing a lot of the time. And, like, if I have something to say to somebody, I will usually write it down before I even say it to them or try to say it to them. I have a lot of trouble, like, communicating with face-to-face, so I just usually write it, or I'll then that becomes a song. So it's easier for me to process and feel and communicate what I'm feeling through music.
Absolutely. The reason why I ask that, because, mm-hmm. like I said, you have a lot of people that have a very, I don't like to use the term difficult, but it can be very challenging to express one's feelings just by sitting down and conversing with them. It is very challenging.
Yeah.
It's very challenging. Do you consider yourself a hopeful romantic? Because I get a vibe from that. from the EP that you definitely a hopeful romantic and you like the idea of being in love. What does being in love mean to Kay Sloan?
What does being in love mean to Kay Sloan? Wow, that's a big question. I think it means I definitely am a hopeful romantic.
Okay.
I'd say so because I see the good in people, especially those that I'm seeing, you know, and a part of being a hopeful that sometimes that's a disservice to me, sometimes that's, you know, sometimes it works, but just like being a hopeful romantic and love to me means like work. I mean, I don't think that it should, I mean, there's this idea in Hollywood that it's supposed to be all like easy and like walking down the street and the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, but I'm finding the more that you deal with people, people are so complex and complicated and everybody's born with their own like history and stories and lives and experiences. So when you collide your heart with another person, it's just, you're colliding two different stories and experiences. And sometimes it's work in order to figure out this like complicated web that is this person. And, you know, it means to be in love. It means that, and basically if you're willing to stick around enough to like put up with someone else's like stories and crap and everything, to me,
right,
that means that you deeply love that person. And it takes a lot of stepping back and reevaluating and learning, and being willing to go back at it again, even if mistakes were made, even if, you know, things didn't quite turn out right the first time.
Right.
So, yeah.
I
but,
definitely,
you know,
understand.
It also means, yeah, it also means knowing when to let go as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Now, the short period of time that I've had an opportunity to converse with you, the vibe that I get from you and coincide with your music is that you have so many different layers of your personality. You have Kay Sloan, the artist. You have Kay Sloan, the woman that has a very playful, very laid-back side. Then you have the other part of you that can be very emotional. And in that moment, if you had to describe yourself overall, how would you describe yourself?
How would I describe what now?
How would you describe yourself overall as an artist?
As an artist, I'd describe myself as quirky, colorful, really just like, I don't know, I like to say black girl magic, like honestly.
Okay.
Because that's the vibe that I'm trying to put out there. That's the vibe that I really want to create, you know. I think it's an important time in the world. I think it's an important time for black women. I think that it's in time for black women to shine, and I definitely want to keep being 100% myself. I want to keep being my quirky, because I'm a very quirky person, and I'm a very silly person. Yeah, so just colorful, bubbly. I'm very bubbly. Smiley. Yeah, that's how I describe myself.
Okay. Now, take me back to summertime. Love the song. What was the thought process when you started working on that particular single?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
No, not a problem. I said one of the singles called Take Me Back to Summertime. What was your thought process when you initially started working on that single for the EP?
Take Me Back to Summertime? So I actually work in education. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear the kids in the background. So I work in education. Yeah, they were all screaming, Miss Kelly. But yeah, I work in education, and the story of Take Me Back to Summertime is actually a story of two of my students. So they were like madly in love with each other, dating each other, and there was like a new drama every single day, and it really was like the quintessential young lover's tale. So every single time they would come to me with like their new drama, I would always roll my eyes and say, this is like too much. And my boss said one day that, you know, you really do have to honor how they're feeling, and you have to honor their story and what they're going through, because, you know, you have to think back and remember what it was like for you to be in love like that at that age, and that person to be your whole world. And it got me to really thinking, like, dang, back then, like, love was really free. Love was really, you know, it was like all or nothing, you know, I'm gonna wear your promise ring. Like, you're the only person for me, you know. So taking back to summertime is really about like love back then versus like love now, and trying to get back to like the young carefree feeling. It's the story of two people that have been in love for a very long time and they lost it. They lost that feeling. So it's like taking back to summertime, taking back to young and like being young and in youth.
It was a much simpler time, I will admit to that. Yes, it was. Let's get to it. One of the many hit singles from the new EP, of course, from the very talented Kate Sloan with, Take Me Back to Summertime, here in the zone of LOT.
Thank you.
Anton from the incredible Case Loan from our new album, of course. Blank Pages, available on Spotify, CD Baby, iTunes, and also at Amazon.com. It has to be challenging, very challenging, being an independent artist and also being a teacher, being an educator. How are you able to maintain both at the same time? I know it can be very challenging.
Yes. It's so funny. I often tell people that I have two full-time jobs, really.
Okay.
So, yeah, I work as a director at an after-school program.
Okay.
And I also am doing this music career, so I really am managing, like, you know, two different groups of people. And it's often challenging, but really, like, I'd rather be working hard and working myself, you know, to the bone than not going after my dreams and not going after my passions and sitting idle, you know, while I just let life pass me by. So I said to myself about, like, 2 years ago, you'll ask my parents, you'll ask anybody, like my close friends who have been on this journey this entire time, that, you know, I just, like, I just told myself that I would never give up, and I didn't give up, you know, and I'm here, and, like, the journey is in the road, and the road is opening up even more, but, you know, it's challenging at times, but every single time, I just reevaluate, and I get back to, and I center myself and get back to my determination and what my goal is, and that's for my music to reach the world. Like, I wanted to impact the world and society.
Well, you're definitely on the right path. As an artist and being an independent artist, it's imperative that we have complete creative control of our art form.
Mm-hmm.
For you,
yeah.
How important is it to you? Because sooner or later, you know, the music business, at the end of the day, it is a business, and you are a brand.
Yeah.
If a major label approaches you and say, hey, you know, we love what you do, we want to sign you up ASAP, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, but we need to tweak some things a little bit. When you get to that part, you know, what is it that you're willing to give and what is it that you're not willing to give? You're willing to allow to be taken away from you as far as artist control over your material?
Yeah, that is the toughest question, and I think about that question every single day, really. And if that happens, then, you know, I think that's great, and I consider myself very fortunate. I think I've got a pretty good brand going. I mean, hopefully they wouldn't want to take too much. I'm assembling, like, a really cool team of people. I've got my band. They're amazing. You know, hopefully I would be able to take everything with me. I'm open to always collaborating with people. But the one thing I couldn't compromise on is, like, the people I make music with, because we've worked so closely together. To create this stuff, and I mean, specifically talking about my band and even, like, my producer, and I know the music industry is chock full of producers, and me and my producer have had this conversation, and he said, you know, at the end of the day, the decision is yours. If you are approached by a label, and he, like, you know, we hold no hard feelings or anything, but, you know, the ideal is, and what the energy that I'm putting out there is that, you know, I could remain and have control, but just, like, I'd be working with people that are willing to add to and not try to change my package, you know? Change it completely, because it's a part of me and it's part of my identity.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the industry will sell you a bill of goods, sell you a bill of goods,
right.
and those bill of goods is actually selling your soul for the price of fame.
Right, and I think I know what that felt like. Yeah, exactly.
You know, You have to be very, very, very aware of what's going on.
I was gonna say that fame comes and goes, but, you know, the people that you're surrounded with, and, you know, the people that you impact and the people that you deal with, those are the people that form your foundation. So, to me, that's very important.
Absolutely, without question. Now, we can get in Doctor Who's time machine, and we can travel back in time to the height of the Motown era. What particular artist would Kay Sloan like to do a duet with?
Oh, wow. That's excellent. Okay, so Florence Ballard.
Okay.
She is one of the... So of the Supremes, and she didn't, you know, make it to the height of their fame. She was the early Supreme. Unfortunately, you know, I can't remember if she was kicked out of the group, but basically in high school we did a play about them called Now That I Can Dance, Motown 1962, and I got to play Florence Ballet. So I got to listen to a lot of the early Supremes music, and as well as, like, she has this single called Buttered Popcorn. Really, really early. It was like a B-side of one of their albums. And her voice is just phenomenal. Like, it's strong. It's almost like got that Etta James type feel to it. I would probably want to do something with Etta James if she was in Motown. But Florence Ballard, you know, she's got that bluesy, earthy, gutsy type feel to her, and I would love to just, like, do a duet with her. I think our voices would sound beautiful together. Either her or Mary Wells.
Oh, good choice. A good, really good choice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm with you. Part two of that question. If the Kay Sloan today, if you could go back 5 years, what would the Kay Sloan today tell the Kay Sloan 5 years ago? What would you tell her?
Wow. I would tell myself not to get caught up so much in what people think of you.
Okay.
I would tell myself to not be afraid to try new things, try anything, to experiment and to be quirky and to be yourself. Not to be 100% afraid to be yourself. And also, probably just those two things. And they go hand in hand. Not caring what people think and not being afraid of being 100% yourself. Because I think that's what, like, self-confidence, that's what was keeping me from really going after it, like, for so long. And it's still a journey that I'm on, and, you know, that's why I have, like, such a great support system. I have my family, I have my friends, you know, people that I talk to and bounce ideas off of and everything, and they're always, like, positively encouraging me. Just, like, you know, just do it. Be yourself, you know. Everybody's going to have an opinion.
Oh, without question.
Has an opinion, and those are the one things that you can't base things off of, you know.
Yeah,
not facts.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. And, you know, I think that's one of the most difficult things that we have in society, people being able to be themselves and be comfortable in their own skin. Mm-hmm. Because we're trying to impress other people, and we lose track of who we really are, the essence
right.
of who we are. And
exactly.
One of the things that I find so refreshing about your EP is that, number one, you challenge yourself, and just speaking with you now, that you realize there's so many different layers of yourself, and you're working on stretching it farther and farther,
mm-hmm.
which to me is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, Motown Baby. What is Motown Baby?
Motown Baby is it's a tribute song.
Okay.
It's a tribute to Detroit, really. That's my hometown. That's where I'm from. I wrote it on a day that I was feeling really homesick. I was missing my family. New York was really, like, kicking my butt. I wanted to go home. So I remember I got off the train, and I was, like, walking back, and I started thinking in my head, I was just, like, thinking of all the Motown songs or whatever, and I was like, what if I created a love song that was, like, a play on all the titles? And then I got into my apartment, and I Googled, like, 100 Motown songs, and it was, like, a list of titles, and I just started to, like, do a play on words. I wrote a poem that was, like, just a play on words of Motown titles, and it turned into this, like, love song, and it's just, like, I'm going to be your Motown baby, because Motown is a city that's chock full of soul. Like, and I don't,
Absolutely.
I mean, people know Motown music, but people think that Motown music is, like, left, and that, you know, Detroit is a city that's going through a lot of strife, but I recently went back, and Detroit is, like, thriving, and Detroit is beautiful, and Detroit has, like, a beautiful artist community. Detroit has a beautiful singers community, and I was like, so grateful to be able to witness that, because it wasn't always there when I was growing up. You know, it was kind of in the middle of its renaissance when I was growing up, and now it's blossoming, and it's really beautiful to see.
Yeah. It's definitely a wonderful thing. You've come a long ways, in the words of that great American poet, Mr. Dennis Edwards, yeah, the childhood part of my life wasn't very pretty. I was born and raised in the slums of the city. Yeah, we're going to take the cloud nine. Lord have mercy. Motown Baby, one of the many fantastic singles from the new EP, of course, with Case Long, Blank Pages. Let's get into it here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy. Blank Pages available as we speak on Spotify, CD Baby. also on Amazon. And remember, family, be sure you catch up with K-Snow. You can track her down on Facebook, and hopefully very, very soon we can expect some live performances. When can we expect some live performances from you?
I'm going to be at the Bitter End, actually, next Thursday, May 25th, okay, at 9 p.m. Yeah, so that's the next live performance, and then I'll be at Rockwood Music Hall in July, on July 28th, and we're doing the late night set, we're doing midnight, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Going to do a lot of covers, as well as some of my original stuff, and just have a nice night of soul.
All right. Well, hopefully very soon you will make your way down here to Texas. We would love to have you in the studio and hopefully give us a performance.
Absolutely.
And hopefully set up some dates down here. It would be a pleasure. Much continued success to you. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. This is definitely your home, and we definitely respect everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much. It was really a pleasure to speak with you this afternoon.
Oh, the pleasure was truly all mine. Much continued success, my queen.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, I said much continued success.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
You as
very
well.
Talented.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, very talented, Case Load. Here on his own of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, be sure to get that new EP, Blank Pages. It is available as we speak. Well, you know, it's that time. We got to take a little quick two. You got to pay some bills. It's all right. Once y'all return, but while we're doing that, let's leave you with the latest from K Yvette with The Matter. What are we here for? Here on his own of LOTO Radio.
Walking down the street, blue statue. That's just how you look to me. Is there some sadness in the world that a smile can cure? You're not that old, but your heart's not pure. That's why you sit and cry your soul. What's more than what you're looking for? A brand new life on Monday. When Tuesday comes, you'll still be flying high. Wednesday's your work day to give you strength on Thursday. And if you pray on Friday, Saturday, be the most radical if don't last day. You're wondering what you've been to say.
You were looking so good to me. I didn't have the courage to say hello. I just stood there and watched you leave. But here I am again. I build up some confidence. But until I see you, I'll be right here. I'll be right here, baby.
First and foremost, I want to give a lot of love to the exceptionally talented Case Lone. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new EP, Like Pages, available on Spotify, CD Baby, iTunes, and like Teddy Bear, if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And be sure to get all the links today. Stop by the official website, see the comings and goings with the Teddy Bears up to, Lord have mercy, at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. And while you're there, 24-hour live streaming music. We want to R&B, jazz, soul, funk, F-U-N-K, and gospel. We want it shaken, but never stirred. It's a beautiful thing. You can also catch up with us on Twitter. It's at Twitter at LOTO Radio. Also on Facebook at facebook.com/LOTO, The Comfort Zone. And last but certainly not least, Lord help me, we're also on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTO, The Comfort Zone. My goodness. Well, it's about that time. Man, I've had a really had a fun, fabulous day. I want everybody to have a very spiritual, candy-coated, positive Tuesday afternoon, man. And without you listeners, there would be no Zone, and definitely, you know, teddy bears in my cup runneth over with such humility. But in the meantime, we're going to close it with the latest single from this captivating artist, Naya, from her debut album, I, the new hit single featuring Jasmine Sullivan, Sideline. And as in always, keep it soulful here in the Zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Background on your phone, and I know it takes time to get someone out your mind, but you don't give me any signs, and I told you all the passwords to mine, and I'll admit I haven't been completely faithful. It was way back in April, we didn't have a label. Yeah, I tried to play it cool, but we're never really stable, never ever able to pick it up. Keep waiting for the ride. Like a bandit, but now it's getting harder to ignore. You feel so little, but I was so much more from you, my dear. You've got to make things clear. Keep waiting for the right. Why keep me on the sideline? I'm sick for the trying. Why won't you just fall away? Try to believe in us, but it gets hard as fuck, you know it. Keep waiting for the right time. Still on that satellite, I'm so far away.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.